Reish Lamed Beis Sif Aleph. Masho Duchuko Yispalel Belachash. Towards the end of the Zman of Mincha, coming up to Shkia, you have time to do the full Chazor Shas. So the way the Mechaber says he's supposed to do it is they should daven Shmoneh Esrei. V'achar kach Mishneh Tefillah Mogen Mechayim V'yana Kedusha Mesayim Akel Kodesh. He just says the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. That's the way the Mechaber says to do it. In Ein Shus Vayoyim Ligmo Yud Ches Brachos. You see from here, by the way, that he started the Shmoneh Esrei in the Zman. It doesn't help that you should be able to finish it after this man. Some people say, as long as you start in this man, it's good enough. You see, for the Shnei Tzibur, if he's getting up to Shkia, should just say the first three brachas and stop over there. Tremendous finish. Anyway, that's the Mechaber. The Ramo says, Yeshvei Rish Yispal HaShnei Tzibur Imakol B'kol Ram V'chei Nogim. He says the meaning of the short Rosh Hashas is everybody starts together. Shnei Tzibur says it loud and everybody says quietly, and then they say Kedusha when it gets to the point of Kedusha. So, the interesting thing is today, they changed the minig slightly, and when they want to save time, the Shliach Tziva starts up to Kedusha, and after it gets to Kedusha, then the Tziva says, which does not have a source from the Shulchan Aruch, but they were great rabbis that said this is acceptable also. If somebody is down with the Shliach Tziva, came late and he's down with the Shliach Tziva, then you know, don't always say after Kodesh, but if he did say Kedusha in his Shmoneh Esrei, then he says, Vado Vadona, Akashlech Tivu. Okay. Siv Beis. Vayesh Vadam Listap and Samach Lamincha Ashi Yisbalim. A person should not take a haircut when it's close to the time of Mincha till he davens Mincha. So he comes to the Merchat, he should go to the bathhouse, a little Pusiki, not to a tannery, a Ladin, a Lechel. He should not go to a Tintoira, not to eat. This is the first opinion that is extremely machmir. Mincha Gedolah, as we know, is 6.5 hours in the day, so you have almost half the day still left. Even so, this opinion says, even a Suda Ketana, a small meal you shouldn't eat. You should always make sure to have Mincha first. We will see that this is a more stringent opinion, and we pass it more leniently. See that tomorrow, Yitzhashem. And Mishnah Berurah's introduction is, this is based on the Mishnah, the beginning of Shabbos, and the Mishnah just says Samach the Mincha. Which Mincha are we talking about? We're talking about the Mincha Gdolah, 6.5 hours in today's, or Mincha Tana, which is later, 9.5 hours of the days. And also did not explain what type of Suda. It's a small one, a big one. Big Suda is like a mad wedding, but a regular meal, a regular day, a week, a meal that you eat during the week is considered a Suda Tana. Yeah. The same thing, we have a topic about the Merchot. Is a Dafka when he's going through a whole mahalach over there. He used to go in the Merchas, he used to wash the hair and wash the body and go to hot water and cold water and sweat, the whole thing. Or just, even if he just goes into sweat a little bit, because what's it sad not to? Because maybe the bathhouse used to be very hot and steamy, maybe he'll faint in the middle. So in the Gemara itself, brings various terutzim, and one terutz is that the Mishnah Aser in the earlier Mincha, but only a Suda Gdolah. According to the second Teretz, it says that even a Suda Ketana is also by Mincha Gdolah. So basically, the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch is taking the second opinion of the Gemara, and that's where the written around the Paskin, that once again, from the time of Mincha Ketana, you have to start a haircut or a meal. And the Samach means a half hour before. In other words, from Chatzos. According to his opinion, I'll take a haircut. According to his opinion, from the end of the day, I'll take a haircut. We'll continue this tomorrow. So, if you want to be machmir, you have what to be machmir. You have what to be semecha. You have what to rely on to be machmir. But, the halacha l'maaseh, by Mincha Gdolah, we are more lenient, we'll get to tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.